to Halacha Hey. It's on page Kuf Mem. It's on page Kuf Mem. Isha Shemesu Shnei Vonecha Machmas Mila Shenira Kiamila Hechisha Es Koicham Ein Molin Es Hashlishi Ad Sheyigdal V'Yitzchazek Koichav. Chas V'Shalom, we have a situation where a child dies because of Bris Mila, and there's a Chazaka. It has happened to two children, so the third child does not get a bris mila until the child is an adult, or at least it gets to a certain age when the doctors are certain that it has enough koyach to survive this procedure. V'chein, not only is halacha true in a situation where one woman has two sons who have both died from bris mila, the halacha is also true where there are two sisters. If there are two sisters and each one has one child and each child dies from Bila, the chain, so likewise Isha Shemesla Yeled Echad Machas Mila, Nagam Lachisa, her sister Ira Cain, had the same situation where her son died. That counts as two. Azai Gam Shor Ha'achoyos, the other sisters, they do not perform a circumcision upon their children. Lo Yimolu Bineim Ad Sheyigdalu B'Yischas, because there is a reyes, obviously there's something going on in the blood, there's a problem, they're not well enough to have a bris mila until they become a little bit older, and the doctors are certain that the child will survive the mila.
What about by a man? If a man has two wives and a child from each wife?
L'chor, you would say the same thing. I'm imagining it's just not common though. Yeah, but the same father, so you can say it's the same DNA. What? Yeah. Only the woman's side? Okay, but it's not necessarily hemophilia. It can be also from other. It says here, it doesn't even say that. It says over here the weakness. Hekhisha. It doesn't talk about the baby bleeded out. It doesn't say that. I feel it really.
The
less sakana there is. Okay, so here it says it does not. You have to ask the doctor. This is something probably that's given over to the doctors. This is something today you can. This is what? It is like today? You ever heard a situation where a child died from mila today? You never heard Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara? I never heard of such a story today. I heard higher stories. Okay, I heard with this baby with the moil, the incision was not what was planned, and the baby's in the hospital, and they have to do surgery, corrective surgery, whatever it is. But I've never heard. I don't know. You would hear about such a thing. It would be in the news, on the front cover of every newspaper, such a story. So Baruch Hashem, I never heard such a story like this. But I don't know. Okay, next halacha vav tinok shnoilad ben hashmoshes. Now here we go to a complex halacha. The halacha of a baby being born bein hashmoshes. Now these laws are complex. I apologize. I didn't have much of a chance to delve into the practical halacha of what are the common minhagim. Rav Moshe has a lot of tshuvas on this. Rav Moshe has a whole sheet exactly what you do with a certain number of minutes, and there are other minhagim. So we'll learn over here the raw halacha. And every moil will give you a different story, will tell you a different halacha. But here it says, Tinoik Shinoilad Bein Ashmoshois Oiktsas Kaidem Yasu Shelas Chochom Mosayomo. Big machlok is, when is the bris mila done? Typically with Bein Ashmoshois, you're going to go L'chum, or you're going to go wait an extra day. So it's going to be pretty much a suffix. Is it 9 days or is it 8 days? Not to do 7, 8, because if you do a bris mila too early, it's not a good bris mila. If you do a bris mila too late, it's a good bris mila, just that it's late. So it's better to be on the safe side and do the bris mila on a suffix day 8, day 9, better than doing it on a suffix day 8, day 7. And the other major nafkamina is, whenever the baby is born, Bein Ashmosh is either going into Shabbos or leaving Shabbos, the bris mila will not take place on the following Shabbos, but instead will take place on Sunday. It's going to take place on a Sunday. It's a mila that's not bizman. When there's a possibility that the mila is not bizman, it's not doicha Shabbos. So what?
My case.
What was your case?
Supposedly, I was born Bein Ashmoshes on Friday.
Friday. How many minutes after Shkia?
I looked at the birth certificate. I wasn't there paskin. I wouldn't paskin anyway. I looked at the birth certificate.
But I think that I was born definitely on Friday.
Wearing a watch then?
What did it say on the birth certificate? How many minutes after Shkia was it?
I think it was before Shkia.
It's not a riot, because the doctors, it could be that when they write down...
My father asked the usher of a rebbe, and he said, Sunday.
And it was Bein Ashmoshes.
Bein Ashmoshes, and it was Rosh Chodesh, so it was Sunday Nidcheh.
Yes, I never heard it. Was Tishah B'Av.
Okay.
Never
forget my father. Every time he saw me, he told me your father was so cheap, he didn't give me a drink of water.
All right, you don't know, just because... Look, you don't know, you can't trust what it says in the birth certificate. You just have to ask just ask the President of the United States. Don't trust what it says. What? Not to talk about. Nixas koidem, I think it means tzas koidem. Tinek shnolat bein hashma shayis oiktzas koidem. I don't know. Why is it koidem? What does it mean? That should be vada yoim koidem.
No, because the kid is born. It takes time.
It could be. You don't know exactly. Even though you think it has to come out. When is the moment of late? It's only when the head comes out. When the nose comes out. So the woman who's having a difficult pregnancy. So we'll see. He writes about this later on. Is you also don't exactly know when the moment of birth is, because sometimes the baby appears to come out, but it goes back in. Was it cold already? Since it was on the way out, it was considered to have been born. So I don't know. Maybe that's what he's alluding to here. I do not know the answer. Let's see. These are very complicated issues. Let's just see over here. Halacha Yudalit on the top. Halacha Yudalit. Shnila ben Ashmoshes bedin ben Ashmoshes kvar kosafti leel in chelik beis simenayin aleph sifkad nalef. He spoke about ben Ashmoshes through other matters. Let's put that aside. Umash nagea oid leinin mila with regard to the laws of mila. Aben Ashmoshes, Ayn Beshulchas Amsoifer Shapasak, Betinuk Shenolad Yud Zayin Minut Koidim Tseis HaKochav. Now that's also very extremely vague. What is called Tseis HaKochav? So the Chasam Sofer is living in. Where is Chasam Sofer? Which country? Hungary?
Austria.
Preshburg. Romania?
Austria.
Austria? Austria, Hungary? Okay, Austria. So. Pressburg, so there in Europe, it was accepted that Seis HaKochavim was 72 minutes after sunset. Not in America. In America, Moshe says that the longitude is different, and therefore latitude is different, and we follow 50 minutes to be considered Seis HaKochavim. But when you look at all of the old tshuvos, those tshuvos that were written for people living in Europe, it was 72 minutes, was accepted to be Tseis HaKochavim. When you're looking at the Tshuvos written in Eretz Yisrael, so Tseis HaKochavim is, I don't know, 20 minutes after sunset. So that is why there's so much confusion as to what it's called today Tseis HaKochavim, what it's called Bein HaShmoshes. So when it comes to Shabbos, so you machmir a little bit, there's not really, you machmir a little bit, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. But when it comes to Bris Milah, and it's a question of Chil Shabbos, that is why this becomes much more complicated. And then you have the Shidduch, when is Bein HaShmosh? Ben Ashmoshos is a 18 minutes. Well, let's see. He talks about it a little. Let's see what it says over here. Shendoilad Yud Zayin Minut Koidim Tseis HaKochavim. So seemingly he's running over here a situation where they held the Chasam Sofer that Tseis HaKochavim is exactly the Paskin was 72 minutes after sunset. And now the baby was born 17 minutes koidim tseis hakachavim b'motzei Shabbos. So this is considered to be bein hashmoshes, because 18 minutes before sunset would be considered to be vada yoim according to the Chasam Sofer. We'll see in a moment. Yimolu also b'Shabbos. Since over here it's 17 minutes before tseis hakachavim, it's still considered Shabbos. In b'Shabbos kevin shanachnu oisim melacha ad gimel rivei shah koidim tseis hakachavim. We do malacha until three quarters of an hour before it says Hakachav Keshita Sharbenu Tam Alkane on Friday. On Alkane, therefore, Linin Mila Nami Havi Kiyoim Umolin B'Shabbos. So since over here it was 17 minutes before it says Hakachavim, it's considered to be Vada Yoim Ayin Sham Ule Elke. I'm not exactly sure what this means. Let's just leave it. Just basic, because anyway, it has to be adjusted to our time. Ule El Sham Kosamnu Danachnu Noegim Keshita Goinim Dimiyarach Hashkia Kilaila Ayin Sham. We follow the Goinim. The moment after Shki, it's Vaday Laila. The Ayin Beshut. Says Chavim is 72 minutes, and therefore you have until 72 minutes. Until 72 minutes is Vaday Yom.
So it's until
58 minutes. So until 17 minutes.
72 minus 17.
So that's called Vadai Yom. That's so until, but once you get to 16 minutes before Tzeis HaKlichavim, that's already called Bein HaShemoshes. So when it's 17 minutes before 72 minutes, that's called Vadai Yom. The last 16 minutes is Bein HaShemoshes. Anything more than 16 minutes is Vadai Yom, and you can do the Besmila even on Shabbos. That's according to the Chassam Sofer, according to those Rishonim that learn that Laila, Vadai Laila is 72 minutes. And three and the, and 1 mil before that, which means 16 minutes before that, is Bein HaShemoshes. But according to us, that we paskin, the Ayin, but El Kosham Kosham Kosavu, that Nachnu Hagim Kachus Hagoinim, the Mirach Hashkia, Hau Laila, immediately after sunset is Laila, Vadai Laila. The Ayin Beshud Nif, when is Ben Hashmosha? It's before sunset. Okay, to answer your question, so that's over here, what is over here in the Shulchan Aruch. So just a few moments, Ben HaShemoshes, according to one opinion, just as a second, it's a half a second. The moment before it is Vadai Laila, it's nichnas v'yotze, it's a half a second, and it is bein hashmasha. So that means if the baby was born 1 minute before sunset, that's also a suffix bein hashmasha, and you have to wait until the next day. According to the Chassam Sofer, nothing doing. You can wait until almost, and wait until 72 minutes minus 17 minutes, and it can be considered Vadai Laila. But according to us, that we hold that Vadai Laila begins when the sun goes below the horizon, that's Vadai Laila, even though it's light outside. And Bein HaShemoshes is the few moments before the sun goes below the horizon, and that would be called Bein HaShemoshes. V'ayin b'shud min chasolazar, d'bizmanenu noyhagim kehagoinim, u'lechein dir from noylen achre hashkia imhoye b'erev Shabbos, molen oso b'yom rishon. We follow the goinim that we mentioned before, that Vadai Laila begins when the sun sets, and therefore if it's born after shkia, no matter how many minutes after Shkia you do the Bris Milah on Sunday? After Shkia,
because it's Bein
HaShemoshes.
Right?
It's Bein HaShemoshes. Okay, I'm sorry. It's Bein HaShemoshes. There's another nugget. Going to look in after Shkia. After Shkia, in Hoya Be'er of Shabbos, Mona Sub Ben Yom Rishon, in Hoya B'Shar Yom, Moinim Hashmoinu Yom, in Yom Hamachros. If it's born Bein HaShemoshes, we have to count an additional day, because after Shkia, it's considered also to be Bein HaShemoshes. We don't know exactly when the night begins, but it begins shortly after sunset. But we don't know exactly when this. Siyim de hagoyin hakadosh hadivri yecheskel mishinava omar kachlu aviv habal darki tshuva shekein tzrichim linog linyin mila. That's what he told them. What you have to do in the mila, you have to wait. That if it's born after shkia, like the goyinim, you have to do it the next day, because we don't know exactly when is bain, when is laila.
But it's an interesting statement that he told his father. Not his father told him.
Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's when his father told him. Could be it's a mistake. Not everything here is accurate. I don't know.
The
woman who has a difficult time having labor, mishas bein hashmoshes ad Shabbos, afilu hoisa leida hoisa bevadai laila. The doctors come out when it's pitch black dark and they say mazel tov. So the baby came out at night, but she went into a very difficult labor while it was bein hashmoshes. Mikol makom kevin sin shenimshach zman kishuyeha. The difficult part of the labor, mi bein hashmoshes kevin sin shenifta hakever. Once the womb, the labor, but once the labor, she was in labor and the kever means the womb. The womb was open, so we're not became in knowing when exactly is the moment of birth. When is the moment of birth? Chayshinan, v'chayish, shema, hoitzi roishoy, and therefore in this situation, molin b'yom rishon, and therefore in this situation, when she went into labor, and there's a possibility that the head came out during Bein HaShemoshes, even though the baby was not born 100% until Vadei Laila, we're still machmir, we wait until Sunday, ayin sham sherech benidoin zeh. Okay, I don't know exactly, but if I remember correctly, Rav Moshe says that until a certain number of minutes after sunset, we pass on the Zvada Yoyim. That's Rav Moshe Shita. I forgot the exact number. There's a number of minutes, and that can be considered that it's, let's say, going into Shabbos. So yeah, the Bris Milah is the next Friday. Mitzoy Shabbos, after Shkia for a certain number of minutes, it's considered Shabbos, and you can have the Bris Milah the following Shabbos. I don't remember the exact number. Some people don't have everyone has a different minog of what to follow. And the Moyalim, they of course are Bikim. Interesting, what would a Moyal do? A Moyal, let's say a Chassidish Moyal. That's Rogel. This is Hishita, and someone that follows Litvisha Rosh Shiva tells me, my Rosh Shiva told me that it's Vadayam and you can do Bismillah. And for the Chassidus Shemuel, it's Chil Shabbos. So would the Chassidus Shemuel do a Bismillah when for him it would be Chil Shabbos for a person that was told by his posek that you can do the Bismillah and vice versa? When you go from the other way around, Friday into Shabbos, I don't know what the Moyalim do, how far they go in accommodating their customers.
The woman is in labor 6 hours.
Yeah.
3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And she gives birth 9 o'clock.
But you have to also know what this means. The time of Chazal, when the woman was giving birth, which was not in a medical medical facility where there were doctors and they knew exactly what's going on. There was a midwife and the woman is in labor. You don't even know what's going on. That's what it seems.
No.
Today they know exactly what's going on. A woman may be in labor. So just because she's in labor doesn't mean that the niftach hakever, that is really a chashash that the baby's head came out. The doctor will tell you if the baby's head came out. Lachar, what he's talking about is a situation where she gave birth in the cover of darkness, and she really doesn't know what was going on during the time of Bein HaShemashos.
But I
think today, in a standard case, a woman gives birth, the doctor and the nurse will tell you exactly what's going on, and they'll tell you when the baby's head came out within a minute or two without any suffix. So look at the clock. Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. But you have to also know if they're belief, because sometimes they're sloppy. Sometimes they're not paying attention. They do the paperwork later on. They just approximate. They're not. So it doesn't make for a guy. It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
But when it comes to bris milah, it makes a very big difference.
New Year's makes a difference.
That's right. New Year's makes a difference. That's right.
New Year's
taxes. You can take off a deduction.
Exactly.
A deduction. Or you want to have the covet of being the first on the news, the first baby to be born in the millennium, right? And the millennium was at this point in time. It probably depends on the hospital, depends where the baby is born. In New York, you go out of town, you go to special facilities. Every situation is obviously different. Who's on call that day? Okay, let's go to halacha next. Halacha tezvav. Oy kodim, oy kod, oy ktsas kodim. I am shud beis Yitzchak. Betinuk shanoilad be'erv Shabbos v'yesh sofik im noilad ben hashmoshos kosav v'afilu v'sofik ein lachat ilo v'shabbos v'tzorech leida be'biru shanoila b'layla. Posh, okay, you have a situation, the baby is born, you do not know exactly when, if you don't know if you are not 100% certain. The baby is born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bismillah on Shabbos, you have to wait until Sunday. Halacha tezai, mosa yomol, le'el, he'veisi mishari tshuva, be'in hamakoymos ve'ak limim, the environments. Shahayim is Sach. He's talking over here about living in the North Pole or the South Pole, where the day goes on for months. The sun never sets. And so think about it. A baby is born, you're living on the North Pole. I don't know what time of the year it goes on. It's day for 3-4 months straight. The sun never sets. And the baby is born. So when do you do the bris milah? When is the next day? So obviously you're going to count cycles. Seven 24-hour cycles, and then the next hour, not so simple, the next hour might be, the next 12 hours is considered possibly night. Think about it, because since you're only allowed to bris milah by day and not at night. So even though you go and you make artificial zmanim of 12, of 24, 24, 24, and now you enter into the eighth day, but the eighth day you have to first wait another 12 hours to go through an artificial night until you get to the next morning. A baby is born out of space, right, on the space station. Don't worry, you'll hear about it soon. Soon enough, will be a celebrity, the first baby to be born on the space station. So when is the bris? All the poskim will be writing tshuvis. When is the bris? So here's where he talks about the shaila. Keitzad yisaneg b'shmuras haShabbos. So first of all, you have to know how do you observe Shabbos. Ve'evesi sham, I brought that over here. Shayim neshisha yom shel beiz shel chof dalachos. So he's going back. Let's discuss general halacha. What's the complexity in this issue? After you go and you make for yourself the artificial zman of 24 times 7, and then you go into the next day and you wait 12 hours, so you should go through an artificial night and enter into a day. What happens if that next 12 hours is Shabbos? Is your Shabbos? So there's going to be Chil Shabbos. Can you really be so certain that your calculation is correct, that you're allowed to do, it's called a bris milah b'zman, where you can do it on Shabbos, maybe you should wait another couple of hours. All of these things are extremely vague and complicated, and he's going to lemaskana that when you have a doubt, you have to wait a little bit longer to make sure you don't come to chil Shabbos, because all these issues are not really resolved. You should count 24 cycles of 6 days, and on day 7 you keep Shabbos. So here's what you should familiar. Yimne Shiva Yamim, you count 7 days from the time the baby is born, you calculate 7 cycles of 24 hours. Uva Yom Hashmini Yimo. Period. Now the Atam Utsasim Sefer Kuris Abris Shenistapik Tzas Bzo. He is not so happy with this calculation. The Hellul Bsev the Yitol the Achas Shiva Pomim Shel Chavdal Lashos. After you calculate 7 cycles of 24 hours, Biyom Shmini Becheshvan Hayom, you should wait another 12 hours. Vahainu the Achas Yud Beishos, because the first 12 hours is going to be considered halacha night, because night comes before the day. Shel HaHekef Hashmini V'yem Nimol Toich Yud Beishos. You're going to have a bris milah the first 12 hours of the 8th cycle. It's no good. It's not good. So, but even though it's not good, but b'diavad, if you did not know the halacha, you did the bris milah, it's okay. Ein tzoch lahatef al oira pam dam bris kedin mo b'layla kevon di alkoponim b'mokum ze ein shum layla. You can be makel. And if you make a mistake and you do the bris milah in the beginning of the 8th cycle, even though it's not 12 hours into that cycle, so it's technically considered night, it's still considered halacha but the other day, because the sun is shining outside, and you do not need to be native dam bris at a later point in time, as you would normally be required to do if you did a bris milah at night. Ach, however, let's say you go to a place where it's winter for 3-4 months in a row. You can't do bris milah after wait 4 months. You got to wait until the sun comes out, because you can't do bris milah at night. Even though we consider 2 hours, it should be considered day. However, he goes on to say, you know, this whole thing is very weak to begin with, because why can't you do a bris milah at night? We don't know the reason why you're categorically not allowed to do it. Bayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Loso. We dash with Bayom, it's by day. But there's a question if that's a drush, or that drush is 100%. Because maybe Bayom means the calendar day. Who says that Bayom means that when the sun is shining? Let's say a person makes a mistake in this environment where it's dark for 3-4 months straight, and you do a bris milah after 8 cycles. When it's dark outside, so all these questions are not clear when you're living in a part of the world where you don't have normal cycles of day and night. And when you live on the moon and live in Mars, it's also going to have all of these same complicated questions of what is called day and what is called night. Okay, now he talks about time zones, if I'm not mistaken. A person is born in the afternoon. You're born late in the day. Ba'od yom v'nasa misham im vlada b'safina oy ba'aviron. You travel on a plane to a new time zone. We're not discussing international daylight. That's coming up next. Let's just discuss traveling into a different time zone. Uviyom hashmini heim be'aklim acher. I think that means a time zone. Right? Is that what it means? A time zone? Aklim? What's aklim? A different climate? A different environment?
Either that or zone.
A different zone. So let's say you're traveling from England to America, he says. To England to America. So over here where you are, currently where you're located here, it would be night where the baby was born. The baby was born in a place where at this very moment it's night, so it's too early to do the bris milah, or vice versa. Or the baby right now, it's night here, but the place where the baby is born was born, it's day. So the question is, does the bris milah depend upon where the baby is located currently, or the bris milah depends upon the baby where the baby was born? Since the bris milah is calculated, you count 8 days and you do a bris milah, so that's this question. Obviously we know the answer. Halakha l'maaseh, we always pass, and you go where you are now. You go as long as you have not crossed the international dateline. What? Also, he brings down Shuba. So, and I was just saying, halakha l'maaseh, but he brings down, he's mefabel on this. But interesting shaila. באופן שבשעה זו היסה הלידה חי כאן כבר לילה להפך, חייך יסנאיג במילצה, what do we do? אי אזלין בוסר מוקם הלידה, אי בוסר מוקם המילה. ומצדה לא אמר, דאזלין בוסר מוקם הלידה. Of a tremendous chiddush that you follow the place of birth, even though where you are now it's pitch black. The heavy raya mishas. I don't know what this is called. I never chance to look it up. The parach, the zechorim, the isnuhu b'shas achila v'lesnuhu b'shas asiya. They're not around. I don't know what this is referring to. Hechi mishkach astakarim pesach. What do you mean? The zechorim. Which zechorim? They're around mishas achila, but they were not present. They were out of town when they slaughtered it. They did the ma'aseh shechita. And the Zecharim were not present. And now they arrive late at night and they want to eat it. So Hechi Mishkach Astahariyav situation, the Gemara Sakash Haifa Hechatim. So Volomoloi Muki Lodba Im Hayeled Leeklim Acher, a zone, Boifen Shemokam Aleido Hayikvar Laila Mokam Amilo Hayyam. I don't know the exact case, but the Gemara didn't want to be aware of that case. The Gemara did not bring the Zariah, Elekvadid Azim Taman Bosomokam Aleido. He wants to arrive, whatever the sugya is, that you follow the place where the child is born. The location of Leda is the Iker. With Sefer Habris, Avram Hevi Gam Kain Raya Zomi Bal Shut Knaf Renona, Shashama Mimenu Oidois Nidon Zeh. Okay, it's a Pella, but we don't do this, obviously. Maybe I'm making a mistake in the entire Shaila here, but it's Zavar Pashu that if you don't cross the international day line, your bris milah is going to be where the baby is located now. You ever hear a story like this? What? For davening. Okay, I don't know why he leaves it like this. I don't know why he leaves it like this. Maybe I'm making a mistake in what the whole case is over here. Now we discuss the international day line. This is something he always goes back to. This is one of Rabbi Brown's favorites. He always likes to go back to this topic. Umi shayver al kaf ha-tarich v'hu ha-mokoyim she-hiskimoy olof kol o'ilam she-zeh ha-ascholas ha-mizrach. This is the Sof ha-marv she-meshanim sham minyan yom shvi v'chodesh, and that's where they change days. You can skip a day, you can add a day. T'hayinu im oivim mi-mizrach l'marv koiflim esayom ha-over. You repeat the day. Day is repeated. V'im Oyver mi marvel mizrach bedalgem al yom al ad yom amachos yiskibedei kamosh shirachti mizel el linyan mila bevadai with regard to mila bevadai ein nafkemina kevan shavar al hayelat shiva pamchav dalat shos viatu pam hashmini becheshun hayom. So the basic rule is you follow the child. The child must go through 8 days of life. You do not follow the calendar. You follow the child's life. The child must have eight. The gavra. This is the gavra versus the mokim. Shabbos, you follow the mokim. But Mila, you follow the child. So it might be, even though normally if a baby is born on a Monday, the bris Mila would normally be on a Monday, because Monday, the next Monday is 8 days later. If you cross the international day line, it might be that it's Tuesday. Or it might be that it's Sunday, depending which way you go. So on the calendar, it's going to be either 9 days or it's going to be 7 days. Doesn't make a difference. We don't care. Oh, so he concludes with that Shaila. He concludes that how far do you go? Do you even go so far to say that you can be Mechal Shabbos? Let's say the baby was born on a Friday, and the baby's 8th day. No, not Bein Hashmasha. So you want to make it more complicated. You want to add them together. But let's say the baby was born on a Friday, and now you find yourself across the international day line, and it's the baby's 8th day. The baby now is exactly 8 days old in its own lifetime, and it's Shabbos. So are you allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos? So l'chora, based upon what we said, of course, because that's the ikar. So he concludes here. You know, I'm not so confident. Ad kedei kach, I don't want to go so far. That's what it says. Let's see what it says over here. Linyan mila bevadi ein afkamin the kevin shaval aliyelat shiva b'pam chavdal shos v'yatu b'pam b'shmin nechash nayom. Fine. Mitzarech lemolo us ela sheyesh l'stabik b'mdoilad b'marav olam b'yom erev Shabbos Kodesh Friday. V'avar al kav ha'tarech, and you go over the international day line l'mizuch to the east. Olam shenimsa b'pam b'shmin shel chavdal shos. The cycle, the 8th cycle, is now Shabbos, Shom Hu Yom HaShabbos, Imutar Lechalel Shabbos Alav Kevon Shemokam Ayileda Hoy Yom HaChol. Since are you allowed Lechal Shabbos? So maybe we should say that no, since the baby was born on a Friday, so it's the baby's 8th day, it should be on a Friday. So therefore he says Vitzarich Ian. Okay, let's go further. finish up the halachas of Bris Milah. Halacha Zayin, Tinuk, Shemes, Kaidim, Shnimol, Rachmana Litzan, a baby dies before the Bris Milah, Bein Besay Ches, Yom, and Bein Liachar Kach, even before 8 days, Molin, Oisoy, Eitzel, Kivroi, Lahasir, Cherposa, Mimenu, Shalo, Yikvar, Be'arulasa, the baby should not be born within the Arla. So the Chever Kadisha do a Bris Milah, Ki Cherpa, Hilo, it is a disgrace. A baby that's less than 8 days old that dies is a Nephil. They don't even give it a Kever. There is no kever, and usually the parents and them don't even know where it is. That's what I've been told. I don't know if that's so.
Yeah.
So, but the chaver kadisha do still give a bris milah. No, less than 8 days old. Let's say that's they give us the ein varchem ala hamilah. This milah when I'm done on a mace, there is no bracha. I will carry
Don't they give a milah?
Stillborn not. If the baby has not been born. The baby has not been stillborn. I don't know the answer. I really don't know. You have to. I don't know.
They don't give a name.
No.
It says here.
The argument. Some people give a name.
It says here the baby was born.
They use a stone and.
I don't know the answer.
The only reason they put a stone is because of.
No, not putting a stone to do the milah. On the kid with it.
They don't use a knife.
Not a knife, a stone.
Okay, I don't know the answer. Whatever it is, we have here a baby that was born. And Rachman let some of the baby died. Whether it died before 8 days or after 8 days, the Chever Kadisha does the Bris Milah. A brach is not made. A name is given. Avul Karin Loy Shame. Lezecher. Very fascinating yisod. In order to merit rachmanus, you have to have a name. You can't be a John Doe. You have to have a name in order that in Shemayim they'll have rachmanus upon you, and there'll be tchias hameisim. This is a shocking thing. Why do you have to have a name? Hashem knows every bird. Every bird has a name. Every animal has a name. The animals don't have names. You don't give people give names to pets, but we don't. Hashem knows about every creature. There's hashkacha pratis among the animals as well, Chazal say. I'm not exactly sure what this means. The child will have deya, lahakir aviv, the imav will have a name, will be able to recognize his father and mother, tam tchias hameisim. Im shkacha lemole, let's say the chever kadisha forgot to do a bris milah, are they allowed to dig him up? To exhume the body? So the answer is that they do it right away, yes, but not to delay. Im shchacha lemolo v'kavru bar losa im nizku miyad shadayin in lochosh nisnavel v'kever tzrichem liftoyach as hakever v'lemoloi aval im loy nizku ad eze yamim liachar moysa ein liftoyach as hakever, then it's too late. Let's see over here, Yud Gimel, Yud Zayin, he just told him Derech Agav, who gets the right to name the first baby? The mother or the father? Healthy baby. Healthy baby. Baby is born. So what's the meaning of Olam today?
The mother.
Generally speaking, what?
World War III.
Generally speaking, the mother has first rights. That's the meaning among us. Unless there are exceptions. There are of course exceptions. Let's say the father doesn't have a parent or things like that, or there are unusual circumstances, then there are different exceptions. But generally the mother. So that's not the way it says in the Torah. In the Torah, the one that has first rights, who named Reuven? Who named Reuven? Yaakov. Who named Shimon? Leah. It says Vayikra lo by Reuven, and it says Vatikra lo by Shimon. So you learn from the Torah, the one that gets the right to name the first child is the father, and the mother gets second. So he points it out. Ayin b'taisvus ala Torah, v'ramban, sham d'chas, d'arkam hoya, their way was, in the ancient times, sheyikra ha'av shem ha'bachar. The mother, the father gets first licks. V'ho'eim karo l'shem ha'sheni. Ayin sham ulchen k'sib ha'pam rishon v'yikra l'shon zohar v'pam shbeiz k'sib v'tikra l'shon akeva. Ayin sham v'ho'oilam le'hagim le'hepach v'herich b'zeh b'bris Avram. So this is minik has changed. Why did the minik change? So the primary reason, because it used to be that the father of the wife supported the couple for the first year. This was something that was done in years ago. It's still done today. Today the difference is done for a lifetime. Then it was only done for a short period of time. And to give cover, to pay back, to give cover to the one that supports, the parnes, the host, you're living also in the home of the mother, in the home of the parents, of the wife, father-in-law. So therefore you would name the first child after a relative from the mother's side.
Okay. I have a friend of mine who couldn't tell them, if you're not naming after my side, I'm not giving one penny to you.
Ooh.
Only when it's my side.
Ooh.
Svarim isn't for the kids. Svarim is for the parents.
Svarim, what do they do themselves?
Svarim is father, father, mother, father, mother.
Say in Svarim is father, mother, father, mother?
But a girl is the same way. So a girl goes according to the father's mother. And then the second one.
The Sardim name after the living.
Right. Oh,
they name after the living.
Yeah.
The Ashkenazim do not name after the living. They name after. I know a person who is not a Sephardi, and he had a grandson, and he told his regular Lithuanian person. He told his son, "I want you to name the baby after me." I'm alive still. I'm alive, and the Sfardim do it. I like it. I don't want to leave this. I want to leave this world knowing, or seeing in my lifetime a person I have a name. So what?
He wants to see him.
He wants to see him. Why? He says, "What's so terrible? The Sfardim do this just because the Ashkenazim don't do this. So big deal. I don't care." And he insisted. So the son didn't know what the son. Oh, my father told me I should do this. What should I do? But this is not among my community, among my friends, even among my family. This is unheard of. They don't do this. So he went to ask. I don't know who he asked. He asked the big Rashiv, and the Rashiv says, "Don't listen to your father." He said, "It's not." He says, "You're not a Sfardi. Your father doesn't have a right to tell you to do something which violates the Minhag Yisrael."
Anyway, if a father tells you, this is a man you should be named.
What?
You have to accept the name of the father.
Big debate. Big machlokes apayskim. I agree with you. I fully with you. I read a tshuva. You want to the kuntres? Very good. The kuntres. Shocking story. I couldn't believe it either. I was shocked out of my mind. They write this. You have to read it to believe it.
Yeah.
And who says they're right?
They're what?
Who says it's right? They talk about a very bitter family feud, and the father wanted the baby should be named after his relative, and the son did not want. And who says they're right? I don't know. When they present this argument that Kibbut Av Aim wins out on everything, on Machlekes, and you have to listen to what the father says unless you have a real strong reason not to do so. There was no compelling reason to not name the baby after who the father wanted.
On the side was the Talmud
Chacham. Whatever, there was no compelling reason not to. The father says, "This is what I wanted you to do," and this posek, which is not mukhruch, that what it says there is correct. I don't know why it's Kodesh Kodoshim with the Pesach and that, halal that, is you have to listen to your parents. And it's the din of kibbut av v'aim, it's respect, reverence. You have to listen to your parents.
The wife agreed.
The wife didn't care. It didn't make a difference to her. Whatever it was, you have to read the story to understand. I don't remember the details. And
there's that famous Shaila, you know, if they want, they agree on a name. And the father says, "I don't like that name because there's a guy in the neighborhood with that name. It's a big rush."
That's almost what the story is about. There's something similar to
that. He said, "You give the name, but you think of somebody else."
Right. Yeah. All right, okay.
That's the story of Rav Pam. The story of Rav Pam where the Shmiga wanted a certain name, and
you give the name of Mechavin a different person.
The name, not because of Shmiga, but someone else.
You Mechavin, so you Mechavin. All right. All right, let's go. Okay. Okay, let's finish our work. I want to finish up. Let's finish.
Shmiga said, "How come you didn't deposit the check? It didn't clear yet." So they said, "Well, you know, we didn't know what you wanted. If you really don't want to take gifts," she says, "No, I would have given you this anyway." So he ran to the bank.
One more halacha. Let's finish. Let's finish up the halacha ches. Noyhagin la'asayt suda b'yoyim hamila. Shakol mitzvah shekiblu Yisrael b'simcha k'ma mitzvah smila adayin oisim b'simcha. It's a din of simcha. There must be a formal suda. Uchsiv, and it says in the pasuk, "Sos anochi alim rasecha kimotzei shel rav." And the, with darshinan zo mila, the sos is the simcha. Simcha always accompanied by a suda. Umi she'ef shaloy lasa sudah haguna umikamets, and he's stingy. The ino isel ella bikofi umine mesika a tikon. Okay, you make a little tikon. You have a brismila, a boys. I take some zaynos, take a cup of coffee.
Not proper.
Go to the senior citizen center and raid the kitchen. So the law is chadena lo yafe oise. Umi shemazminin oisol lesuda brismila v'yodea sheyesh manoshim muhuganim mechuyuv gam hu lolachas yimuchuyuv to go to participate in the bris and suda's mitzvah. Oy nehagim lasay suda b'minei peros u'mashkin b'leil Shabbos shekoyd mamila the shalom zohar. There's a minig v'gam zehum suda's mitzvah. What about vachnacht? Okay, I never heard of this. Vachnach, I never heard of this until recent years. I mean, when we were children, we never heard of such a thing. Ever Vachnach? Never heard. Yeah, you heard of it? They say Tillim, so oh Nohagim. So this is a minug, but it's not a Su'udas mitzvah. Oy Nohagim Shabalela Shlofne Amila Miskabsim Babai Satinak, everyone gathers the Oiskin Bitoira, the Oisin Ktsas Ktsas Suda, the Zo Ein La Din Sudas Mitzvah. There's no din sudas mitzvah she'ena ella minig bialma. Okay, one more halach on the bottom. Yudches nehagim lasa suda ainu b'schid shuva. Dim era siba shle asu suda b'yom hamila. For example, it's a tainus. Or for example, the brismila was done on a moment's notice. The doctor says yom kippur. The doctor says, okay, the baby is ready. It's either now or never. And they do the brismila because whatever they it's yom shmini. But they don't, the caterer is not ready, so it's no big deal. You have the suda at night. You don't have to have it bo bayom. Even the next day. Even the next day you can have the Suda Suda. The Ambog in Avram, the Yachol Masas, the Suda Gambalaila, Shaliachav, you can do the Suda the following night. So that's the interesting halacha. You can't always have the Suda Boba Yom, you can have the Suda the following day. You ever go to a Suda, say, on Yom Kippur, there's a bris, and you go to the Suda for breakfast the next day? Never seen that. They'll have a Mitzvah Yom Kippur. But technically, it seems to say that you could even have it the next morning. Why do you have to have it at night? Have it the next morning. I don't know, you don't want to delay. But okay, we'll leave it with that. We'll stop over here, take a short break.